You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our code BETQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BETQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? We go around the horn. It's Ostrowski, Ranji, Vic Chalksey checks in. Jake Galley's got to play. I know. Jake Kassan usually has something in baseball. Ranji, when we do shows and we break down the baseball card, I usually end up most of my action is on MLB. But there's just a bunch of stuff I kind of like, not love. I've won baseball play, but I don't find myself loving a bunch of baseball plays on this Friday.
What was your baseball play, the Astros Twins we talked about earlier?
No, it is okay. Not.
What is yours? Is it going to be a surprise? You're not going to tell me?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Well, you know.
Were you? I'm the guest, and so you were going to let me go first, which is nice of you.
It does not matter. The only one I really like is the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And because they're the Angels, I hesitate to say that, but at minus 133 with Ohtani on the mound going against right now the team that's playing like the worst in all of baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks back on the field. I like Arizona. I mean, I like the LA Angels. It feels cheap at minus 133. So that's the one that I like the most of all of them. There's a few dogs that are enticing, but not ones that I'm willing to bet. I'll let you try to convince me on that in a couple of moments. What else do I like? How about NBA? Oh, here it is. I had it written down. I didn't know where I put it. Denver, I don't know that they're going to win tonight, but I do trust that they're going to come out with a whole lot of motivation behind that crowd as the series shifts over to Mile High. Give me Denver -1.5 in the first quarter. I'll do first quarter. Not sure that they'll hang on. If we're getting this Chris Paul, I don't know how they make a series out of it. But I'm going to go with the Nuggets in the first quarter. And I'm going to trust that Seth Curry continues to get plenty of opportunities from the outside. I love his over 2.5 threes in the series. It has hit in the last couple of games. And I think it's going to hit for a third consecutive games. As Spike Eskin mentioned to us earlier, as long as he gets his shot off, that's the only thing with him. Is he going to get the shot off? If he gets it off, it's going in most of the time. One of the greatest shooters we've ever seen. So at 2.5, I like the over. Threes made for one Seth Curry. How about you?
I really like that too. I mean, he's right. If he if he gets a look, that means it's a good look, and he's not forcing anything up. And so as long as he gets those, he's going to reach that three pretty easily. You said it was 2.5 again?
Correct.
That's what it was last time, right?
I thought it was going to go up.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it did not. I think that's a really good play. The thing that I talked about earlier, let me go to baseball first. Rockies Reds was a game that you brought up. You brought up that plus 183 money line for Colorado. I was thinking about it. I like it just because it's so it's such a big number. And it's totally conceivable Colorado ends up winning the game. But the thing I like the most as far as confidence is the over to hit, because the Rockies and Reds are just, I mean, they're two pitchers are not particularly great. Freeland is not all that great. And Molly is hittable, or Maley, however he pronounces it. So the over 9 at minus 118 for the Rockies Reds today, I am a pretty big fan of. And I kind of want to go Baltimore again. I don't know why I like going Baltimore, but
because they're facing a lefty. That's why
they're facing a lefty. They're one of the best teams in baseball against left-handed pitching. So part of me really wants to go with the Baltimore Orioles today, a plus 159 underdog. As for basketball, I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to stick with it. I still feel pretty good about the Hawks today. Plus one, they are getting. I think they are going to end up winning this game. They're playing very well at home. They have covered in 20 of 26 games in their building recently. So give me that. Give me the 13-game home winning streak, and I think the Hawks might do it again.
Ooh, Jake Kelly hates you right now.
I know he does. I'm sorry, man.
We're going out of order, so why not bring in Jake Galley? Jake, I'm sure you've got something on your Sixers game tonight, but more importantly, UFC this weekend, right?
Yeah, we've got a great card, guys. UFC 263, the top three fights are going to be must-watch material, and I'm going to be going to the third of those three fights. Leon Edwards takes on Nate Diaz, not Nick Diaz, his brother, Nate Diaz, who is one of the best conditioned fighters in the UFC. He's got a lot of mileage on him, but he's got a great chin. I like this fight to go over 3.5 rounds. It's going to be a 5-round fight. Over 3.5 rounds for two guys that don't have a ton of power and are both pretty adept on the ground. So I don't see one of them getting tapped out. So I don't see how this doesn't go over 3.5. I'm sure I'll eat my words later, but that's my bet. Minus 118.
Is the Adesanya boost on points bet of 1+ punches thrown good?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's going to be pretty good. That's going to hit pretty quickly.
Okay. Sixers, no play?
No, I mean, the Sixers are going to roll on them. Let me tell you that right now.
Oh.
They've got, no.
Well, Atlanta, if you're going to roll.
They're going to roll. Atlanta's a good team. Atlanta put up a very nice fight in game one. But what we're going to see is basketball is a game of counters in the playoffs. And I think they've ran out. So we'll see.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. I mean,
but are they a lightning bet or the Sixers?
Oh, no,
bet?
I don't have a bet. I don't have a specific bet. For
that, Sixers. That's your host. Yeah. Speaking as a Sixers fan there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because if he really believed it, you know what he'd do, Joe.
Seth Curry's going to make 3 threes, though, right? That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, good. Jake Hassan, before we get to Vic Choksi, let's check in with Jake Hassan, Major League Baseball. What do we think of Jake?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
How we doing?
Hey, feeling great. I'm great. I'm in good mood like I always am.
Absolutely. I've long said it. I've long said it about you. I got a couple White Sox against the lefty over 4.5 runs for the White Sox. That's easy. They hit that number against Ryu yesterday. Tariq Skubal is no Ryu. I also want to go Blake Snell stinks. I'm taking the Mets over 3 runs against Blake Snell and the Padres. Damn. Blake Snell is terrible this year. Guy stinks. I'm also going to go, you guys want some college baseball? College World Series?
Yeah. Hey, okay. I will bet. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You know what I was betting on a year ago? Please.
Korean KBO. Baseball.
All right. College World Series. The Arkansas Razorbacks are a wagon. I'm taking them minus a run and a half against North Carolina. The Razorbacks have been unbelievable all year. Against ranked teams, they're putting up big numbers. I mean, these last games, 6-1, 9-3, 11-2. 7-2, 13-8. So I'm taking the Razorbacks minus a run and a half. And if you're feeling frisky, Ohtani to homer and the Angels to win plus 450.
Ooh, okay.
Because the Diamondbacks also stink.
They are awful. I mean, the Diamondbacks are so much worse than Blake Snell. Jeez, he hates Blake Snell.
Yeah, he does.
I don't hate that at all. Betting college baseball, fine. 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning to get me out there. I'll be betting on 8U Pinto League, so I don't care. Let's go.
Hit him in the nuts.
Whatever kind of action, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
14 Vic- trash.
It's so good. Vic Chalksey is here. BetQL.co at Doc Squad 33. Hey, Vic.
What's up, guys? The BetQL model loves the Angels today. So it agrees with everything that you guys have said. It thinks the line should be a lot higher. And so, like you said, Joe, minus 133 if you shop around a little bit is a great price on the Angels today.
We'll probably get there, right? I expect that to jump throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. I see it getting up to 140, maybe 145 for sure.
All right. NBA player props. Is this a Trae Young game? What are you thinking?
I do think it's a Trae Young game. The Hawks have been really good, but I'm heading to Denver. This one scares me a little bit just because the Joker's getting his award tonight. But ooh. I'm hitting Joker under 6.5 assists. I got it at plus money. He's gone under this mark in 7 of his 8 playoff games. And I really think he comes out more aggressive today, trying to score and get buckets, especially with Michael Porter Jr.'s back hurt a little bit. And so I took that as my player prop bet. And I liked where you were going with that Nuggets early kind of feel. I'm taking them first half. And so there was a pretty cool stat I read yesterday. Since 2005, NBA playoff teams that lost the first two games of the series have gone 79-36 against the spread at home in the first half of game 3. And so pretty insane numbers there. So I took them first half. You could shop around a little bit, but you can get them at -1.5 right now.
Yeah, I was flipping a coin on that. First quarter, first half, I don't have a problem with either of them. I wrote down Jokic under 6.5 assists as well. The only thing that had me concerned, like if I believe Denver is going to come out and play very well in the first half, Jokic is having a big game, so I'm kind of hesitant to jump on any unders of his.
True. No, that scares me for sure. I just liked it at plus money.
Yep.
It was up to like plus 120 earlier this morning. Now it's come down a little. I see it at plus 110.
I know it's not a lightning bet, but anything on the other game?
Man, that game's going to be a fun one. I mean, I lean Atlanta. They've been really, really good at home. Everyone seems to be on the Sixers tonight, especially after last game. And so that's why I like the Hawks a little bit. But they lost DeAndre Hunter. To me, that's a pretty big loss defensively on the boards, depth-wise. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on for the rest of the series for sure.
All right. Best of luck this weekend, Vic. Talk Monday, all right?
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Vic Chalksey at Doc Squad 33 on Twitter. All right. You're all set.
I'm all set too, buddy.
Are you?
Hey, I think...
What do you have going on this weekend? Anything interesting?
No, dude. Nothing I have going on right now is fun. Nothing. Literally nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you this.
Get on the couch. Go ahead. Tell us
but
about
I have,
it.
If, I have
60
no, no.
seconds.
No. I don't want to. But I will tell you this, buddy. You and me next week?
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
This is how I find out my schedule.
I tell you.
Usually, that's what happens when my show asks. I ask my co-hosts.
Somebody must be out. Ryan must be out. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with him.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's 3 betting asides. Wow. That's going
to
be fun.
That's 3. Oh, that's a lot of Guinness World Record holders we get to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to have to change it up. We're going to have to change it up. All right, everyone have a good weekend. Best of luck with all your bets. We'll be here to talk about it. Ranji said for 3 days next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on the BetQL Audio Network.